Henry Kalasabuni, former commissioner of Kangapo County, says despite the ban on illegal timber and forest logging, dozens of trucks loaded with huge Afcelia Africana logs have crossed into Uganda through Moyo District several times over the past few weeks. According to Kala, apart from the official entry points in Jale and Bamure into Uganda, the illegal loggers are using other newly created routes from Limi to Metu. Kala says leaders from Kajokeji County and Uganda's Moyo District have held several meetings to stop the illegal logging, but the practice continues. In 2018, officials in the former Ye River State held several meetings with their Ugandan counterparts to improve security to put an end to smuggling of timber from South Sudan's Ye, Kajokeji, Morobo, and Moyo. Kala accuses some top Moyo district officials of taking advantage of the weak local government in Kajokeji and accepting bribes from Ugandans to let the illegal logging continue. Kala says officials in Moyo district and the border revenue offices were bribed by the loggers to continue with the illegal business in Kangapo area.
Most of these things are done illegally. Now, recently, they have made another road from Dili to Metu. Authorities allowed cars to go, especially those who are going from Jale. That means there is a link between the Uganda district authorities that are using this thing as a source of their revenue, because they are getting money from the loggers, and that's why they don't control. And since these people are paying money to the army units there, then they allow these people to take the logging. We tried our level best to control the situation when we were commissioners there, but still we were not listened to. And as I speak now, people are calling this. There is a massive cutting of trees in the region.
Kala is appealing to the Central Equatorial State Government to deploy security forces at the South Sudan-Uganda border crossing areas to shut down the illegal logging business. William Anyama, the local Council 5 chairman for Uganda's Moyo district, confirms illegal forest loggers have been cutting down trees in Kajokeji and transporting the logs from Kajokeji into Moyo district through porous entry points for weeks.
They were carrying the logs from South Sudan to Ugandan pipe via illegal entry in Metu sub-county. The president had stopped cross-border movement because of the disease of COVID-19, but the LRDC allowed these loggers to stay in Moyo. And they were living in Moyo, and the truck drivers were moving here with the trailers. So all these were posing threats to the public health safety of the people of Moyo, but even the people of South Sudan.
Julius Monyega is a former Director General of Agriculture and Forestry in the former Ye River State. He says South Sudan must enact strong environmental protection laws before it is too late.
These people, they used to cross from Uganda and then cross to South Sudan. That is to defund Kangapo County. The community there is not benefiting. Patrolling is very essential. Logging should be stopped. Let people respect the orders given by the government. But if the orders are not respected, we are leaving nowhere because the environment is going to be destroyed.
William Samanzuru, an environmental activist in Uganda's West Nile region, warns rampant illegal logging in South Sudan will affect the citizens of Uganda and South Sudan.
People's livelihoods are directly affected because our weather and ecosystem has been destroyed, and also insecurity in exchange of illegal guns, and we demand an honest leadership that looks into the plight of the people, so that on the table of discussion, we are discussing the plights of the two countries' citizens.
South Sudan's laws issued by the then Ye River State government, anyone found guilty of illegal logging faces a sentence of up to 6 months in prison and fines of up to $3,000 amount. No one has ever been convicted of illegal logging in South Sudan, despite reports of its activity for years. For VOA News, I am Daniel Friday Martin in Ye Town, Central Equatorial State.